Hey y'all, welcome to another episode of Jesse's Fireside Chats. There's recently been a war on labels, and while I can see some contexts where labels might not be helpful, I think that people are taking this fight against labels way too far. So, buckle your seatbelts. This episode is called Why We Need Labels. Let's get started. So, there's been this ongoing battle against labeling people, quote unquote. And people will say, well, nobody needs labels. And now I did say in the past and still believe there are some ideas that can't be summarized in a one or two or three word name like Campbell's soup names can be. However, I think that a lot of times labels are helpful for understanding what things are and how they fit. Now, I may be a little bit biased in this because I tend to be somebody who loves lists and likes everything to fit into categories so that it's easier to understand and analyze and whatnot. But I do think that labels are very important in society. I mean, there was this children's book that we were all read when I was in second grade. I was at lunch, and they used to read to us, K through second graders, a book. And usually it was a book that had some sort of moral to it. It taught us about manners or something important like reading or whatever. In this particular book, I don't remember the whole book. I don't even remember what it was called. But this guy had never learned to read. And his wife was out of town. And he was going to make, I think it was spaghetti for himself. And he couldn't do it because he couldn't read the labels on all the grocery items. So he bought a bunch of stuff and was using it for the wrong thing. Like, he tried to use wax paper instead of pasta because the wax paper box and the pasta box looked very similar and he couldn't read the label that said wax paper on it. And so it was a funny thing at the time. It still kind of makes me laugh, but it was teaching us an important lesson that you have to be able to read because otherwise basic tasks are going to be impossible for you. Now, you may be asking yourself, okay, why are we talking about this? This seems kind of elementary. Yes, it does. But this war on labels has been taken into academia. So, for example, in Canada, they are trying this new grading system where instead of A, B, C, D, F, they use, gets emerging, developing, proficient, and something else. The problem is that, first of all, this does not accomplish what it seeks to accomplish if it seeks to get rid of labels, because those words are still technically labels. If you wanted to get rid of labels, you would have to leave the grade spot completely blank. You'd have to put, like, just a line or just nothing at all for you to not have labels. So you're still using words, so you're still using labels, even if they're not the traditionally understood labels. The other problem is that, as I said, labels are helpful. They help you know what things are. And if you're a parent, you need to know how your kid's doing in school. If you're a parent that's worth his salt, you should care about your kid's education to some extent. You can't do that very well if you don't know how he's doing in school. And if you don't understand what these new labels mean because they are purposely confusing and they are completely different from what we have been taught for our whole lives, then you can't really do that very well. Now, I can see changing the grading system in other ways. For example, in some countries, instead of A, B, C, D, F, they use like 1 through, I think it's 1 through 5 or 1 through 10. So like if you get a 2, you know, you didn't do very well. There's a famous art piece created by a Russian artist, and it's this kid coming home with a school bag, and he's like all dejected looking, and it says his mom's looking at him, and the piece is called 2 Again, because a 2 is not a very good grade, and you can tell his mom's disappointed and he's disappointed, and that's the gist of this piece. But I can also see, even with the ABCDF system, I could see saying, okay, A 0% through 20% is an F, a 20 through 40 is a D, so on and so forth. So if you want to have a conversation about changing the grading system that we use in schools, I am all for it. But the letters need to still be clear, or the numbers, or whichever we go with, need to be clearly understood so that they can adequately serve the purpose they are meant to serve. And even taking this outside of academia, we're taught in school what all the signs mean. Stop sign, construction sign, walk sign, so on and so forth. Now, I know that's not the best example, because in addition to the actual words, they have pictures on them too. And some of them are shaped different, like the stop sign, the octagon shape for the stop sign. But yeah, you still need those signs, because if you didn't have those signs, the roads would be complete chaos. I mean, as I said in my jaywalking episode, we do need some form of keeping order on the road, because the roads are dangerous enough when they're orderly. You still have accidents. You still have animals running out onto the road and getting hit, because animals don't know laws. And sometimes people are unable to stop in time before they can avoid hitting the animal, especially in bad weather. So you do need some form of keeping order on the roads. And so that's what those signs are for. Again, I know all of this sounds very elementary, but it seems like right now there's been this quest by the left to deconstruct all the aspects of daily life that help people make sense of this already crazy world. So, thank you for this episode, listening to this episode. I hope you've enjoyed it, or at least that it has informed you or given you some food for thought. You can find all of our episodes on our podcast, Jesse's Fireside Chats, which is available on Spotify, Amazon Music, the RSS feed, iHeartRadio, and Pandora. You can also find us on our Facebook page at Jesse's Fireside Chats, and on X at JFSCPod. Or if you want to send us an email, you can do so at jessiesfiresidechats@gmail.com. And we'd also encourage you to join the Facebook group Fireside Chatter if you use Facebook. And I hope you'll pass this along to anybody else you know that might be interested, and that you'll come back next time. Thank you so much, and have a blessed day.